205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I thought maybe this morning we'd just sort of talk about what's really going on in America. And before we did that, though, I wanted to take you back a couple of years. December. December 26th, the day after Christmas, year 2004. And there were a lot of Americans were vacationing in Southeast Asia that morning. A beautiful, beautiful time of year there. Of course, because of the inversion of the climate, why the middle of December there is the middle of summer. And it was a warm morning day after Christmas, and certainly in Sri Lanka and Thailand and India, Indonesia, all through that area. Why a lot of people were out on the beach enjoying the beautiful sunny morning. And in fact, in Thailand, where the elephant is a very important part of the way of life, a lot of the tourists loved it. Go for elephant rides, and of course they have some of their elephants there, and they tie them up with chains, but you know, putting a chain on an elephant doesn't do anything good other than make the tourists feel better, because you mean if an elephant wants to go someplace, they're going to go whether they got chains on them or not. And of course there are people on the back of the elephants taking their ride, you know, through the forest there, and then all of a sudden the elephants begin to trumpet. Now, Thai elephants ordinarily don't trumpet, and when a Thai elephant trumpets, something's wrong. And then, of course, the elephants who were chained broke loose from the chains and started lumbering off towards the highland. And of course, their keepers, and the elephants are raised from the time that they're born with a keeper who's their friend. They are taught to obey him. He uses a switch to drive the elephants, but if that elephant doesn't like you, why, he's not going to do anything you say. And sure enough, not only were the elephants have been chained heading towards the high ground, but so were the elephants that were carrying the passengers. And, of course, their keepers, their trainers, were trying to get them to go back onto the paths, and they weren't about to do it. And it wasn't just the elephants. Lots of the animals began heading towards the high ground. And of course, most people had no idea why this was happening, and most people were down on the beaches there watching the tide come in, but suddenly the waves weren't coming in. They were all going out, and the water was receding, and you could look 100 feet offshore and see fish just laying there on the sand, flapping around. It was unusual. The water was receding. Some of the people who lived there on the island for a long period of time, they were fishermen, they were out in their boats, and they could see off in the distance this big black line, you know, hovering over the top of the ocean. And those who realized what were happening, of course, turned the bows of their boats into the oncoming wave. But most of the people had no idea what was going to happen until suddenly they looked up, and it was this gigantic tidal wave. Well, that tsunami already, of course, had a tremendous, tremendous impact. I mean, you're talking about the deaths of over 200,000 people when the great tsunami hit that part of the world. There were 283,000 people who died from the tsunami. Another 14,000 are still missing, 96,000 displaced. 2 million people were impoverished because of the tsunami, and nobody saw it coming. Well, you know, the thing is that there are other types of tsunamis, and there's something we call a financial tsunami, and I'd like to suggest that financial tsunami, the perfect financial storm, is in the process of preparing to strike Western civilization, indeed the entire world, and yet the average individual has no idea anything like this could happen. Why, it's never happened before during their lifetime. they think it couldn't happen again. But there are lots of problems we have. We have an aging population in America. We're not replenishing our youth. We're aborting so many of our youth and contraception. And so primarily we have an older population. And starting the first of next year, that's 2008, the baby boomers, who are 62 years old, begin to retire. 3 years after that, they become eligible for Medicare. And within a couple of years, of course, there'll be far more money going out for Medicare than there will be coming in. And there is no possible way that we can pay the Medicare benefits we promised, that we can provide the Social Security for those people that will be retiring. Of course, then we have our federal benefits. We have our for federal employees, and then we have all the veterans that are coming back who are ill, and, you know, a third of the veterans coming back from the current Gulf War are ill within 3 months. And then we have hundreds of thousands from the first Gulf War who are ill because the experimental vaccines they used on them, and of course, because I believe many of them are intensely infected with mycoplasm that gives them a chronic fatigue-like disease. They call it HIV negative AIDS, because mycoplasma is such an important part of HIV disease, and the average physician has no idea about that component of this genetically created disease. And then certainly we have, you know, tremendous debts, and if you go to what David Walker, who is the a director general of the General Accounting Office, I think they call him the CEO or whatever it would be, but David Walker, you can go Google in his name, David Walker, and he will tell you that we're totally bankrupt. There's no way America can meet its debts down the line. And then we have massive government budget deficits. We have a trade deficit. We have a trade deficit that would be approaching $900 billion this year. And every year we spend more than we take in. You can't keep doing that indefinitely. And yet it seems like we're intent upon doing that. Every year the budget deficit, the trade deficit goes up. And then, of course, our budget deficit goes up. Of course, President Bush tells us that we're bringing it back under control. Well, we had it almost under control when we had that terrible Bill Clinton in the White House. But now that we've got a responsible Republican there, why... Well, it's falling every year. It's only $238 billion this year. Well, that really isn't true any more than weapons of mass destruction in Iraq were true. Now, why the trade deficit will be well over $1 trillion? I'm not going to tell you. They're using economic country.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Tradition, passion, and family. JBS Swift & Company is hiring 1,300 new members. Second shift production is now open with a starting pay of $11.75 and a top pay rate of $13.60. Benefits, vision, dental, health, and life insurance with a 401k and vacations and holidays paid. Applications are available at Employment Services at Well County, 1551 North 17th Avenue in Greeley, 80631, or by calling 970-304-7249 or 970-374-7271 for more information. Jobs will fill quickly. JBS Swift & Company is an EOE. Drug testing is required.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I'm giving you, talking to you about the perfect financial storm that we're facing today. Now, we talked about the financial tsunami, this idea that just as a great tsunami hit Southeast Asia on December 24th, 2004, so everything is coming together to produce a perfect financial storm. Our aging population, and the fact that we just don't have the money to pay everything we promised them. Are we going to default on these elderly people who are planning on Medicare and Social Security? And the truth of the matter is, yes, if we're going to default on them, they're going to be impoverished. What about the massive budget deficits? No instance in all history where a nation could indefinitely keep importing more than it exports, and run a constant trade deficit year after year after year. And then we've got massive private debt and massive state debt. And a lot of our states have made promises to pay out pensions that there's no way that they can possibly meet. And they're not funding their pension funds. And even many of our major corporations are not funding their pension funds. And when the people get ready to retire, especially if the stock market falls as we anticipate, all these people are planning on their pensions. They just aren't going to be there, or they'll pay them off in worthless dollars, you know. You'll get $1,000 a month. You can buy a hamburger, you know, at a cheap hamburger place someplace, just as in Rhodesia today. The inflation rate officially is about 10,000% a year. But some people say it's really much higher than that. Remember, we put Mugabe into power in Rhodesia and promised the Rhodesian people if they got into trouble, we'd be there to take care of them. And the same people who made that promise, Henry Kissinger and his friends, are running things here in America today. Well, then, of course, we have the carry trade. And the carry trade really is an amazing thing. That's how you can borrow money at 0.5% and lend that money out at 4, 5, or 6%. And what we have done is we have forced both Japan and Switzerland to keep their interest rates down. And, of course, everybody in the world, every country is just printing paper money with absolutely nothing behind it. And so we're forced the Japanese, because we control Japan, our forces, our military are still there. And, of course, just as we occupied Japan, we occupy Germany. These are the two other largest, second and third largest economies in the world. China is coming in at fourth, may very well be moving up higher than that as far as major economies in the world. But the United States, Japan, Germany, we occupy the other two countries. We kept our troops there 60 years after the Second World War. They do what they're told, just as, of course, most of the countries of the world do, because we have troops there, or we can control them. At least we've been able to in the past, monetarily, but that day is soon coming to pass, to end, because America is not only financially, but morally bankrupt. Well, anyway, the carry trade allows people to borrow money. The hedge funds borrow money from Japan for 0.5%, and they lend it throughout the world, invest in T-bonds here, or over time they were investing in bonds in Iceland at 10%. That was a pretty good market. But the carry trade seems to be coming to an end, and when it does, of course, all that money is going to flood back into Japan and then to Switzerland and impoverish the people there. Then we have the massive derivatives. These are the wagers that if you make a loan that it's a guarantee that you'll be paid, even if you made an irresponsible loan depending on how irresponsible it is the price of the derivative. There's something like $500 trillion in derivatives out there. There isn't that much money in the world. And when the derivative market begins to come unraveled, so does everything else. And, of course, if you go back and you study when Alan Greenspan was the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board and people were pleading with him to allow them to regulate derivative markets and regulate the hedge funds, and Alan Greenspan wouldn't do that. Why? I mean, it would only be logical, knowing full well that if they ever started to fall apart, it would destroy our economy and the economy of the world and the value of our currency and the currencies of the world. Why did Alan Greenspan do something which would be so incredibly stupid? Because Alan Greenspan isn't stupid. Alan Greenspan knew what he was doing when he was encouraging people to take out these variable rate loans with these adjustable mortgages, knowing full well that down the line they would destroy the housing market and millions of people would lose their homes. Why was it kept the interest rates down at 1% for so long, knowing it would lead to inflation? Why would he do these things? Because you can't have a new world order and a world government unless you have a global currency. I mean, you're going to have a global army, a global court, you're going to have a global police force, you're going to have a global legislature, a new world leader. You've got to have a global currency. So you've got to destroy the currencies of the world. And this is what it's all about. And they're already talking about it. You read Foreign Affairs, the official journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is America's invisible government. And the Secretary of State always comes from there, and either the President or Vice President always comes from there. And in this administration, it's Dick Cheney, but the last administration, it was Bill Clinton. He was a member of the CFR, and his entire staff was a member of the CFR. The Secretary of State comes from there. Secretary of State always comes from this little clique, which is a front for a secret society. And if you want to verify that, you get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time, page 951 and 952. And Professor Quigley, who is an outstanding historian, liberal historian, admittedly, but certainly admired by everyone who knew him, including Bill Clinton, because he was Bill Clinton's mentor. But Professor Quigley will tell you that the Council on Foreign Relations was formed as a front for this small American roundtable group and J.P. Morgan Banking Company. And, of course, they were both tied into Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, which came out of the occult, which was intent upon bringing about the New World Order, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Leader. But even Rhodes and Milner and Stead and the others who were founding members may not have understood the true spiritual implications of the force that had become their obsession, the reason for living. Anyway, the derivative market will begin to implode, and then, of course, we have our the energy problems, our rising electricity rates, but even more that of the rising price of oil, and it's getting up towards $80 a barrel. But when the war comes with Iran, why you're going to look back on $80 a barrel is the good old days. And then, of course, we've got our foolish war in the Middle East causing us, $6 billion a week. And of course, it's no end in sight. We're not trying to end the war. It's intentionally a no-win war. It's just like it was in Vietnam. In Vietnam, while the United States was funding Russia, was funding the North Vietnamese, it was funding the Viet Cong that were killing our boys in the rice paddies and the villages of South Vietnam. You doubt that, you need to read my March 2007 letter posted up on the web page at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. The March 2007 letter, Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican Platform Committee back in 1972. Very important to get it and to read it. Because same thing's happening in today in Pakistan. We're financing the Pakistani government is financing all of these madras schools that are teaching this radical form of Islam. And then they're also funding the Pakistani military that funds the Pakistani ISI that just happens to be funding the Taliban who are killing our boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. It's Vietnam all over again, but you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to believe what you're told. You know, just keep your mouth shut and go along with the flow. And everybody knows we're trying to win the war in Iraq. We've just never given the boys the right equipment. We've never given them the vehicles that won't be destroyed by roadside bombs. We've never given them enough troops. And then we wonder why they can't win the war there. And then, of course, we have our move towards globalism. We have the people who really want to bring about this world government, and are doing everything they can to transfer our jobs and to transfer our manufacturing overseas, and, of course, to bring people into this country to take our good-paying jobs and drive the salaries down here. And do you know that the people who work for Delphi is a corporation that provides parts for the automotive industry, they have been forced to take a 50% cut in their salaries. Before, with the salary and the benefits, they were making $70 an hour. They've settled for $35 an hour and happy to have it. The same thing is going to be happening in the automotive industry. The two people who bought Chrysler, General Motors and Ford, were saying, you know, you're going to have to take at least a 40% cut or sayonara. And the automotive union, which of course has been led for a long time by traitors to the automotive industry, are going to make those concessions, and they'll be losing 40-50% of their current salary. We're driving down the living standards of the American people, because of course the American dream will soon become a nightmare. Healthcare costs are skyrocketing, and you know, then it keeps going up every year. And of course, what's the solution? Why, obviously, more government control. No. The solution is get government out of medicine and make medicine a profession again, where doctors took care of people rather than filling out paperwork and looking over their shoulder at the government coming on. Yes, you might occasionally have a bad doctor, but now all doctors are becoming suspect. And of course, get the FDA and the out of regulating medicine. I mean, medicines like Avandia and Vioxx and many of the others are killing people. Statin drugs are destroying their health. And so much of what is being done with the medicine and the FDA has to do with population control. The vaccines are not safe and effective. 1 in 5 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality of some sort. 1 in 150 has frank autism, and they know the cause of it's related to vaccines. But we can't let the American people know that. How would we justify giving the vaccines to all those little black children and brown children in third world countries and destroying their health as well? And then, of course, we have the housing market, which is beginning to disintegrate in America and in some parts of the country. Why? Assuming the prices of houses, if not rise, stop rising, some are even beginning to fall. But the foreclosures are up, and more people are losing their homes. The interest rates, of course, are at the present time, where they're trying to keep them down, hoping people will borrow, but it's not working too well. And one of these days, they're going to have to raise the interest rates. Why? Because if they don't, the inflation will totally destroy the value of our currency, and we do have inflation now. It's not running 2 or 3%. Well, they'll admit it. If you take the core inflation, where you take out the price of everything that's going up, we're holding it at 2.2%. Ben Bernanke will admit that the inflation rate is, well, about 4%, 4.5%, if you take into account fuel and the price of food. Do you really believe him? I mean, look at what's happened to the price of gasoline. Look at what's happened to the price of diesel fuel. Look at what's happening to the prices in our food stores. And this ethanol scam, when it is a scam, I mean, certainly ethanol is the most inefficient means you can possibly have of creating an artificial fuel. It wouldn't work without massive government subsidies, but it works in Brazil. Sure it does, because they make their gasoline out of their ethanol out of sugar cane, not out of corn. What a stupid thing to do, unless of course you control the corn industry.
With Destiny Lending, manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Here at the American Freedom Network, we talked about the perfect financial storm. Everything is in place, and of course, the financial storm is rapidly approaching. You know, government says that they can't afford to publish M3 anymore. They publish M1, they publish M2. They have always published M3, but suddenly, it's just too expensive to calculate. Doesn't mean anything anyway. And, of course, what is M3? It's all the money that they are creating throughout the world and all the money that the United States has. And of course, it's really the rate is going up at about 11% a year. Probably within a year it'll be up to 15%. That's the true rate of inflation. We can't tell the American people that. And then we've got the massive immigration here. All the people are willing to come in and work for much lower salaries, and if you're in a trade where you're competing against a Mexican who'll work for half of what you do, and many of them are hard workers and very, very skillful workers. And we're driving the level of income of the American people down. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Phil in Greeley.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I just want to make a comment, and then I was going to hang up. But I was reading where, you know, I think it's going to be Hillary and Barack for the Democrats. But nonetheless, Barack Obama saying, you know, we need to go into Pakistan and this and that and the other. And then I was reading where a lot of the people with big money that supported Bush to get into the presidency are now putting their money behind Hillary. And I tell some of the liberals, I go, well, look, there's not any difference. I says, if you think that Hillary and Barack are going to pull us out of the Middle East, they have no intention of it. And if you listen to Nancy Pelosi, she has no intention of it. And the same people, a lot of them, that put big money into the Bush administration are now backing the Clintons. It's just, it's a giant criminal cartel, and the same money backs both sides, you know, and people kind of, I mean, it's so obvious what's going on, you know.
Well, it should be obvious, you know. I mean, George Bush continued Bill Clinton's policies. I mean, didn't do anything. I mean, Bill Clinton was stealing, you know, silverware and dishes out of the White House, but nothing was done about it. Bill Clinton was selling pardons. Nothing was done about it. I mean, he gave one to this fellow named Ritz, I think was his name, whose wife had given, or ex-wife had given, you know, the Clinton Foundation, you know, a couple of $100,000, and nobody ever said anything for the, you know, that he was selling a pardon. In fact, Hillary Rodham Clinton's brothers, you know, got Bill to actually get some people pardons, and then those Hillary's brothers got, you know, I don't know, I think massive loans that they've never repaid. These guys who got their pardons. I mean, it's also corrupt. And what did Bush do about the corruption? Absolutely nothing. He has continued Bill Clinton's policies, except at least Bill Clinton cut back somewhat on government spending. George Bush has been the biggest spender we've ever had in the White House.
Well, there's a good article for people to read, especially Christians, but just anybody in general. I don't know if it's the very latest one, but it's one of the latest ones on that Chuck Baldwin has written about. I don't know if you've read it, but people can Google it in Chuck Baldwin articles, and he talks about just blindly supporting Bush and how a lot of the Christians have what they've done, and it's a typical Chuck Baldwin article. It's incredibly well written. And the only other thing I was going to make a comment on was what was I going to say now? I forget. But anyway, you know, well, these policies that Bush has put into place, if and when the Democrats do get control of the presidency, which I think they probably will, people that have supported Bush and all of these laws that he's passed, it's like they don't understand that the Democrats are going to use these against the Christians and against the right.
But it doesn't make a dime's worth of difference. The leadership of both parties is controlled by the same people. It always has. You never give the suckers an even chance. And if it looks like something might happen, then you rig the elections. That's how the game is played. It's about time the American people understood. Our founding fathers were very smart. They limited the power of the central government, so no matter how corrupt the people were, they wouldn't have any power over our lives. And 90% of what is done by the executive and the legislative and even, yes, the judicial branch of our government is in violation of the Constitution, which all of these people have sworn to uphold and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We got an awful lot of domestic enemies of our Constitution. Hey, thanks, Phil. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. You have a good day, Doc Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we have a real financial problem here, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to participate. Why, we have no guests this morning, so give us a call, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But you hear about all these jobs that the Bush administration is creating, but you have to understand that these are not good jobs. Good jobs in the United States are, and I'm quoting here from Paul Craig Roberts, good jobs that still remain in the U.S. are increasingly filled with foreign workers brought in on work visas. Corporate public relations departments have successfully spread the lie that there's just a shortage of qualified U.S. workers, necessitating the importation into the United States of foreigners. But the truth of the matter is that the U.S. corporation forced their American employees to train the lower-paid foreign employees who were going to take their jobs, and otherwise you get discharged with no severance pay. Basically, what we're doing is lowering the living standards of the average American. And if you think that you're set for life because you've got a lot of money in your pension fund or in your stock market account or in your property, or that your bonds, your CDs, or your annuities are going to get you there, you don't understand. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, and they're going to impoverish the American people and bring in a new global currency. It's not a matter of if, but when they're going to do it. And they are actually in the process of exporting our good-paying jobs. And, of course, increasingly, the jobs that are being created here are jobs, you know, which do not pay well. I mean, they're paying $8 an hour, $9 an hour. And what we're seeing is moving towards a two-tiered society, a very wealthy and a very poor. And this is exactly what you see in Mexico. That's the direction we're headed. You have more billionaires in Mexico than you have in all the rest of South America put together. You know, of course, not more than the United States, but these billionaires in Russia, then, pardon me, in Mexico, and they have a big army and a big police force, and that's to keep the people in line. And the last election, they stole, and they had a populist running down there, and they just rigged the election. And this is the way that things really work in the real world, and especially here in America. It's so much easier to do with the electronic voting machine. Did you ever wonder why all that talk about the hanging chads in 200 in the year 2000, day after day, all we read about were hanging chads? That was to get going along with the electronic voting machine. We'll be right back. Give us a call. We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. That's our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And I'm going on with certainly Paul Craig Roberts' recent epistle and counterpunch, where he points out that U.S. colleges and universities continue to graduate hundreds of thousands of qualified engineers and professionals, and professionals who will never have the opportunity to work in the profession for which they've been trained. America today is like India of yesteryear, with engineers working as bartenders, taxi cab drivers, waitresses, and employed in menial work and dog kennels as the offshoring of U.S. jobs dismantles the ladder of upward mobility of U.S. citizens. Over the last year, that is from June of 2006 to June of 2007, the U.S. economy created 1.6 million net private sector jobs. But as Charlie McMillan of MBG Information Services reported, each month, essentially all of the new jobs are in low-paid domestic services that don't require a college education. The category, leisure and hospitality, accounts for 30% of all the new jobs, of which 387,000 are bartenders and waitresses, 38,000 are workers in motels and hotels, and 50,000 are employed in entertainment and recreation. The category education and health services accounts for 35% of the new jobs, of which 100,000 are in educational services and 456,000 are in health care and social assistance, principally ambulatory health care and working in hospitals. Now, remember, 1.6 million new jobs over an entire year. Professional and technical services account for 268,000 of the new jobs. Finance and insurance added 93,000 new jobs, of which about one quarter are in real estate and about one half are in insurance. And transportation and warehousing added 65,000 jobs, and wholesale and retail trade added 185,000 jobs. But over the entire year, the U.S. economy created merely 51,000 jobs in architecture and engineering, less than 76,000 jobs created in management and technical consulting, and most of the new jobs are menial jobs as we move towards our two-tiered society. Are you concerned? This is happening intentionally. The very wealthy, so-called richistan, somebody's called it richistan, are doing everything they can to create a two-tiered society. And you're to sit back and say, well, but look, my wages are higher today than they were 20 years ago, and they are. But, of course, the value of your dollar has actually aggressively and continually declined, so that in purchasing power, while we're making far less today than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and the rich are getting richer, and the poor, middle class are, well, middle class is being progressively destroyed here in America. Our number 970-689-8255. But you must understand, none of this is happening by accident. This is all planned by the Alan Greenspans and the Paul Volcker, by the ruling elite, who believe that they somehow have been given a mandate to control the lives of us common people. And they really do believe that the elite has the right to rule, and the common people, what your obligation is simply to go along, and if you don't, why, we'll come up with some trumped-up charges against you, or wait, and of course we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis to justify the increased police state, and we're bringing in all sorts of gangs, and see, we just can't do anything about those gangs, and the number of murders are increasing. But don't you worry, there's a solution to all the violence. Because you see, when liberty leads to a loss of order, then the demand for order will lead to a loss of liberty, and the people will demand a police state. They'll demand that we disarm the law-abiding citizens. They'll demand that we increase the number of police and informants in our society. They'll demand that the military be used against the American people, because the National Guard going to be all getting killed off overseas and in the coming war with Iran and with the rest of the Muslim world. And they're planning on, of course, expanding the war. War is a very effective means of changing society. That's what it's all about. You can go back to the information we have, and incidentally, we will very soon be offering an interview I did back in 1980 with Norman Dott. We've just got it on video now, where you'll actually hear him talking about how the real plan has always been, you know, to so alter life in America that we one day can be merged with the Soviet Union, but also how important war is to changing society. And he talks about how back in 1953, when he was the chief of research of the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate what the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation were doing, and how the Carnegie Foundation was planning in 1908 on how to change the world, and it was through war. And they asked the question, is there any method better than war to change the world? And they, after debating that for a year, they decided there wasn't. And then, of course, how will we get America involved in a war? That was 1909. And we've been involved in wars ever since then. Wars that we never should have been involved in, where a lot of people have died, but we've sure changed the world, haven't we? And that's why we're involved in a war in the Middle East today. They had to have an incident. In fact, we have, of course, the testimony of Condoleezza Rice testifying before the 911 Commission. You'll find this quotation, I believe it's on page 181 of the book, Without Precedent, by Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, both from the CFR. They were the chairman and co-chairman of the President's 9/11 Commission. Condoleezza Rice was asked, well, why didn't you do anything before 9/11? She said, there had to be an incident. There had to be an incident. Something had to happen to get the people to vote and give up their freedom. Well, we're out of time. Back.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home, and Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and much of what we started with our program today comes from a talk I gave called The Financial Tsunami. And if you haven't seen the talk, or gotten a syllabus, let me recommend you do. And the syllabus, of course, explains a lot of these terms that the economists use to basically to confuse you. And I was just reading what Paul Craig Robertson said, how they can come up with the lies that they do about the rate of inflation. Well, if the price of beef is going up, then they stop putting beef into the inflation an estimate of inflation. They talk about chicken because it's not going up. Then, you know, if the price of fuel oil goes up, then they instead of having fuel oil, they tell you about sweaters, because both fuel oil and sweaters keep you warm, don't they? And so if the price of fuel oil is going up, then they're going to say substitute sweaters for fuel oil, and they simply lie. Well, if you'd like to get my talk on the financial tsunami, it's available on video or VHS, and I should say DVD or VHS, and then the syllabus. You get the syllabus with a reduced price. You'll want to get that. You'll want to study it. You want to acquaint yourself with, of course, what's happening financially. And then, of course, we tell you what we think you ought to do. Remember, I'm not a financial advisor. But if you do what everybody else is doing, you guarantee you will be impoverished in your old age. So begin making your preparations now. We're moving into very difficult times. If you'd like to get our syllabus and our talk on the financial tsunami, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet seen my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and the book comes with that, or my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that comes with that, and explains about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm, and that's a phrase that President Bush used twice in his first inaugural speech, and you heard him say it, but you didn't understand what he was talking about, and you didn't want to admit that you were too stupid to know what he was talking about. And I'll have to admit, I heard it and it didn't click with me. I'm thinking, that's a nice term, but what's he talking about? Well, we explained to you in the Forbidden Secret who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. And that's how we completed the first inaugural address of the current president of the United States. For the angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. What was he talking about? Well, I said you want to get our talk on the secret behind the secret. It's four CDs or videotapes on Rhonda Byrne's program, The Secret, which is sweeping across America. You'll certainly want to get the videos on The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. These are professionally done documentaries. In fact, The Secret Mystery received the New York Film Festival Best Documentary of the Year award last year. And then we have the supplement to that, the next one of the series, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Destiny of America, laid out at the time of our formation. And only when you see that can you understand why we are really fighting in the Middle East today, because what's going on over there doesn't make sense. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me also recommend the DVD of the Atlantis Connection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Johnstown, Denver.
Fully, and drivers should not worry about similar catastrophes. But while touring the wreckage of the bridge, Mark Rosenker also said the disaster will make the group review current rules to find out if those rules should be made more stringent. Among the people missing after the bridge collapse are a pregnant woman and her 2-year-old daughter. In all, police say 8 people are still believed missing. Divers are feeling their way through the murky, swirling Mississippi to find them. Family members of the pregnant woman say the last they heard from her, she was stuck in traffic on the bridge. And New York City police have 3 people in custody for questioning after a strange-looking submarine was spotted today near the docked Queen Mary II. Officials say there's no indication the incident was related to terrorism. This